The Delaware Healthcare Association's Human Trafficking Medical Committee formed about 15 months ago with representatives from public health and all nine of Delaware's hospitals. According to the nonprofit trafficking hotline Polaris Project, 88% of all human trafficking victims receive medical care while they are being trafficked. The Delaware Committee announced a list of protocols Wednesday for identifying and caring for those victims. Bay Health forensic nurse Dawn Culp is co-chair of the committee. She says one protocol is training medical providers to look for red flags and ask questions to identify human trafficking victims.
When a patient presents to the emergency room, any ER across the state, we want to let the staffing know that when a patient comes in, that if they have somebody that's accompanying them, that they need to be able to see if this patient can answer their questions effectively, unlike if that person's accompanying them and they're answering the questions for them.
The committee is also working to collect reliable human trafficking data in Delaware. It is also backing a bill before lawmakers that would expunge criminal offenses for human trafficking victims. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.